91.5 WMFO Medford.
La da dee ay. Ha, ha, ya, da, I had no choice but to hear you. You stated your case time and again, and I thought about it. And you treat me like I'm a princess, and I'm not used to liking that. And you ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me, and don't be long if I fall head over feet, and don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it, it's all your fault. Your love is thick and it swallowed me whole, and you're so much freer than I give you credit for, and that's not lip service. You've already won me over in spite of me, and don't be alone if I fall head over feet, and don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it, it's all your fault. You are the bearer of unconditional things, and you held your breath and the door for me, and thanks for your patience. That I've ever met, and you're my best friend with benefits. And what took me so long, and I've never felt this healthy before, and I've never wanted something rational, and I am aware now.
JD on the Wheels of Steel, Dance Music Express.
On the floors of Tokyo, ho, oh, down in London town to go-go. Oh, with the record selection and the mirror's reflection, I'm a-dancing all with myself. Oh, when there's no one else inside, but in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing all with myself. Nothing to prove, but I'm dancing on with myself. If I looked all over the world, myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself.
too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh, no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change, something moving. I scream your name, look what you got to do with, darling. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, no, baby. Girl, if I could only make you see, make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal. Still, I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feel every time you're here. I feel a change, something moving. I scream your name, look what you got to do. And darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, no, babe. Girl, I don't know why can't get enough of your love, babe. Get up.
All right, Boston, coming at you right here from WMFO 91.5 in Boston. I started my second set off with Billy Idol, Dancing With Myself. Then I went to Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love. And Dexy, Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen. I haven't played that in a while. I like that song. I want to tell you about a couple of things we got coming up. We are very, very busy. We've got a lot of fundraisers coming up. So we're going to be doing one on the 14th. I'm sorry, it's the 14th annual Call to Honor Triathlon. We've do this. This is probably our 10th year, and we're going to be kicking it on September 10th, 2023. If you are physically fit, and even if you're not, you can still sign up. Go to Boxford Athletic Association and sign up for the triathlon. It's still posted. There are openings on it. We're going to be there all day. We do the music. We do the entertaining. And, of course, then they do the presentation of the awards and things like that. It's just a great day. It's a lot of fun. Boxford, Massachusetts, and it's on Stiles Pond. So you're going to be doing, I guess, riding the bike, you jog, ride the bike, and then you swim and whatever they do. I'm not sure exactly. We're too busy on stage. We don't know what they do out there. Plus, we're not physically fit, to tell you the truth. And then mark your calendar, because I'm going to keep moving on. That's right, September 23rd and 24th, we're going to be kicking it at Beverly Airport. It's called Beverly Airport Family Days. This is a fundraiser to benefit cystic fibrosis. It's a terrible illness, and we are proud and honored to be part of the flightfor4cf.com organization. They've been working with us, or we've been working with them. We just did Maine, and we're invited back next year already. Can't wait. And Beverly is going to be a good two-day event. We're looking for volunteers. If you are interested, or if you know anybody, please, please send an email to flightforcf.com and tell them you're interested in volunteer. And if you'd like to join on with me, I could use somebody, maybe a couple of the girls, I don't care. Bring 5, 10, 15, more the merrier, because I do a lot of voice work, and it's nice to have somebody on my board. I'll teach you how to spin. If you don't know how to spin, don't worry about it. The toughest part about my job, we got to get in, set up. You know, the setup and breakdowns is the hardest part of it. The rest of it's just fun, a lot of fun. There'll be a lot of aircraft, there'll be a lot of things to do. And don't worry, if you join on with me, I'll feed you. I'll get you a hamburger or something. I'm not going to get a lobster, I can tell you that. Anyway, mark your calendar, 23-24, September, Beverly Airport, Beverly, Massachusetts, Beverly Municipal Airport. And then we're going to be in New Hampshire after that. So if you join on with me and it works out good and we don't kill each other by the end of the day, you'll be going to New Hampshire with me. And next year, I think we're heading to Florida. I'm not so sure yet. We're working on that as well. DJD, WMFO, 91.5, Medford, Boston. If there's something you want to hear, send me an email, and I'll gladly try and get it on for you. Yes, that's right, WMFO, DJD at gmail.com. Sean Cassidy. Da do run run. Back in the day.
Run, 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 run. She looks so quiet, but my, oh my, the do run, run. Mr. DJ, keep those records playing. Cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby.
We're having a party, dance to the music. Hey, by the DJ on the radio. Coke is in the icebox, popcorn is out on the table, mama. Always out there somewhere doing the twist I see. If you take requests, well, I've got a few for you. Don't forget the song twist. That I want to I know. I've got the issue, baby. Whatever song you do,
we're having a party. Everybody's swinging.
Yeah. Patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
And a public service announcement right here from WMFO 91.5 in Boston. That's right, diabetes, it's a very dangerous disease, but you can control it and you can fight it and get some weight off, eat better. I am trying to do the same thing. I don't have a lot of luck at it. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed and a little lazy. But you got to get some weight off, and you got to eat better and try to make better decisions when you're out. Restaurants and stuff, big, you know, thing I like to do is go to the restaurants and just try to order better food, you know. You got to be careful. What did I do last night? Went out to the restaurant, had three things of bread. Great. Anyway, you're listening to me, DJ D, right here on WMFO 91.5 in Boston. We are the Dance Music Express music series. We do this every Wednesday at 11 a.m. I'm on a little early today because I'm covering for the morning jock. He's not available today. But we are going through, hopefully I'm going to have my same time slot, but we are going through a schedule change. We do this every year. And for the past 5 years or so, I've been on the same spot and I enjoy this. It just the Wednesday seems to, I call it jump day, you know, and seems to work pretty well. But we have our meeting on the 17th here at MFO, so we'll know what's going on at that point. I got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. I got a big event coming up. I'm going to be doing the triathlon in Boxford, Massachusetts for the Boxford Athletic Association. It's a fundraiser to raise funds for a fallen officer, Captain Rich Cashin from the Massachusetts State Police. This is a triathlon. It's a lot of fun. It's on Stiles Pond in Boxford, Mass. And I've done this is probably my 10th year or so. And Meredith will be with me. This is her fourth year with me on this. It's just a lot of fun. It's a long day, but we have a good time. We'll be on the road at 4 in the morning. And then by the time we set up, because we have three stations we have to set up, and then the race starts, people check in, and blah, blah, blah. I think you get a T-shirt if you register, too. Go to Boxford Athletic Association, and you'll find them on the web, and then you can still sign up. There's still openings to sign up. And I have another big event coming up. We are so slammed, Meredith and I. We have a Sweet 16 on Saturday night. We do our boats out of Newburyport in Massachusetts here, and we are very, very busy. So the Sweet 16 on Saturday night, and then we're off the boat, and then we're out 4 in the morning going to our next assignment. But the good part about that, we're home early, so we look forward to that. And then mark your calendar, because we are going to kick it hard on 23rd and 24th at Beverly Airport Family Days. That's right. This is a fundraiser for cystic fibrosis. And we are very honored to be part of this organization, flightfor4cf.com. They are just a great group of people, and we have a lot of gigs coming up.
We have three more this year, and next year we have, I think, I don't know, up to six or eight. We just did Maine a couple weeks ago, and we've been invited back already. It was just a total success. It's just great. We just have a lot of fun. We play great music, do a lot of giveaways, and, you know, we request, you know, we have a little barrel of for donations towards the cystic fibrosis organization. So we look forward to you guys kicking in some money on that. We're looking for sponsors and we're looking for volunteers. That's right. If you'd like to be involved in this, this is a great organization. It's a lot of fun and we're looking for volunteers. We're going to be at Beverly for 2 days. So it's going to be 23rd and 24th. And we definitely need volunteers. It's going to be, I was there yesterday, sighting out, we call it a site visit, and it's going to be big. It's going to be big. We're probably talking, I don't know, anywhere between 5,000-15,000 people. It's going to be good. 2 days going, and they definitely need some volunteers. We were talking about it yesterday, so if you guys are interested in volunteering, again, info@flightforcf.com. And just tell them you heard about it right here on MFO 91.5 with me, DJD, and you'd like to volunteer. Or if you know somebody who would like to sponsor, we would love to have you sponsor this event as well. And on my end, I could use somebody by my side. That's right. If you want to learn how to DJ and you'd like to work with me on the DJing of that event, let me know. Send me an email to wmfodjd@gmail.com, and I would love to talk to you. I do have a lot of work coming up, so there'll be other opportunities for you. If by the end of the day you can't stand me any longer, then you'll be able to stick around with me, and there'll be other stuff. But you'll have a lot of fun. The worst part about our job is setting up and breaking down. That's the worst part. When you're going through the motions of the music and stuff, it's just a blast. It's a lot of fun. So I look forward to hearing from you. And I'm talking so much, I don't even have a song. Oh, yes, I do. I have a song ready to come up. I'm going to go with a little bit of the rock, some of the hard stuff. I haven't played in a long time. One thing about doing the stuff like at Beverly, you can just play whatever you want. Rock, funk, soul, blues. It's just great. Dance music. And then, you know, usually I do like a dance music set. And I'll teach you how to spin. If you don't know how to spin, don't you worry. I got you covered. DJD, MFO 91.5. The Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated.
24 hours to go, I want to be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. I want to be sedated. Just give me to the airport, put me on a plane. Hurry, 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 before I go to sleep. I can't control my fingers, I can't control my brain. Oh, no, oh, 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 oh. 24 hours to go, I want to be sedated. Nothing to do, nowhere to go. I want to be sedated. Just put me in a wheelchair, get me on a plane. Hurry, 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 before I go to sleep. I can't control my fingers, I can't control my brain. Oh, no, oh, oh, oh,
go, girls.
Come on. like a woman.
WMFO Medford. You're listening to the Dance Music Express Music Series right here with me, MFO 91 on MFO 91.5 in Boston. If you'd like to reach out to me, all you need to do is send me an email to WMFODJD@gmail.com and I'll gladly try to get a request in for you or a shout out, whatever you'd like to hear, whatever you want. And if you want to request an event, you'd like us to do something for you, send me an email to dancemusicexpress@gmail.com. And you could follow us on Instagram. All you have to do is type in Dance Music Express, and it will take us to, or take you to our Instagram site, and you'll see some of the stuff we've been doing. I've got some great DJs that work with me. They're just fantastic. And we've been very fortunate. We've been doing a lot of work, and we're very fortunate. And I want to tell you what I played for you. I just did Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated. Southside Johnny, I haven't played that in a long time. That's a great song, Having a Party. I think I'm going to spin that this weekend. I think I will spin that. And I did the Earth, Wind & Fire, September. And I did Bob Seger, Cress La Vie. You're listening to MFO 91.5 right here in Boston, Massachusetts. If you want to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org, click on Listen, and you'll catch up with me on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. We may be going through a schedule change. We are not sure yet. We have our meeting on the 17th, so we'll find out what our schedule is. I've had this spot for the past 5 or 6 years, so I kind of like the 11. I'm usually on at 11, but I'm covering for the morning jock today. But I like this spot. It just seems to be, I call it jump day, you know, getting ready for the weekend. And let's see, what am I doing next? I think I'm going to do, I don't know what. Let's see. Clarence Carter, Stroking. Again, MFO 91.5, Dance Music Express.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing.
Stop!